Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week. And in the fifth Aliyah of Parashat Vayetze, we have 32 psukim. At the end of the last Aliyah, Yaakov asked Lavan to return to Eretz Kanaan, and Lavan told Yaakov to specify Yaakov's wages, his salary. And in this Aliyah, Yaakov proposed that all the streaked and spotted sheep that would be born to Lavan's flock would constitute Yaakov's payment. In return, Yaakov would continue caring for Lavan's flocks. Lavan immediately removes all of the existing spotted and streaked sheep from the herd and put them under his son's charge. And that way, Lavan was able to distinguish between the ones that already were born, they belonged to Lavan, and the ones that were not yet born, and those would belong to Yaakov. Yaakov makes striped poles for the sheep to view while they were mating, and as a result, the sheep gave birth to striped offspring, and Yaakov became incredibly wealthy despite Lavan's trickery. And continually changing the terms of Yaakov's payments. After an additional 6 years of service, Hashem tells Yaakov to return to Canaan. Yaakov calls his wives, and they all agree that it's time to leave. Now, after Yaakov became again exceedingly wealthy from the whole strategy with the sheep, the Torah says in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Aleph, Vayishma et divrei v'nei Lavan lemor lakach Yaakov et kol asher la'avinu u'me'asher la'avinu asa et kol ha'kavod hazeh. The Torah says that Yaakov heard that Lavan's sons were saying that Yaakov took everything belonging to our father. Yaakov became very rich. Asa et kol hakavod hazeh. He became very rich by taking our father's property. On this pasuk, the Medrash in Bereishit Rabbah, Parsha Ayin Gimel, says the following most perplexing thing. Rabbi Yoshua de Sichnin says in the name of Rabbi Levi, Ein kavod Ela kesef v'zahav. Says Rabbi Yeshua de Sichnin in the name of Rabbi Levi that there's no such thing as kavod other than silver and gold. And it's going on this pasuk when Lavan's sons said that Yaakov received et kol hakavod hazeh. All this kavod, all this honor, and we're talking about silver and gold. How can that be? How could Rabbi Yeshua de Sichnin say in the name of Rabbi Levi, ein kavod ela kesef v'zahav? A beautiful and brilliant answer is offered by the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, HaGaon Rabbeinu Eliyahu, Rabbi Eliyahu of Vilna, who died in 1797. He says the following, I should say that I was not able to find this in any of the Vilna Gaon's writings that I saw, but I did see it in a sefer called Parparot LaTorah on page 132. Says the Vilna Gaon, the word kavod, or the word kaved, appears almost 400 times in Tanakh. However, when it refers to honor, the word kavod, not just weighty, but kavod, when it refers to honor, it is always spelled male. Kaf, vet, vav, dalid. Four letters. Kaf, vet, vav, dalid. Every single time in Tanakh when it refers to honor, it is always spelled Malay, except twice. The Vilna Gaon says twice in all of Tanakh, it is spelled Chaser, Kaf Bet Dalid, in only two places. One is in our Pasuk, U'me'asher le'avinu asa et kol hakavod hazeh. There's no Vav there. And not only that, it also appears Chaser in one other place, in Nachum. Sefer Nachum Perek Bet Pasuk Yud. In this Pasuk, Nachum is speaking to the Babylonian army after they conquered Nineveh, and Nachum says, Bozu Chesef, Bozu Zahav, Ve'ein Keitze Latchuna, Kavod Mikol Kli Chemda. Plunder silver, plunder gold. The amount is limitless. It is rich, kavod, with all precious vessels. And this is what the Medrash means according to the Vilna Gaon. The Medrash says, Ein kavod ela kesef v'zahav on our pasuk. But our pasuk and the pasuk in Nachum are the only places in all of Tanakh where kavod is written chaser, where it's missing something. It's not real kavod. It's fake kavod. It's incomplete kavod. and that is fake kavod. It's imagined or imaginary kavod can be bought with money and with silver. Ein kavod ela kesef ezahav. That kind of incomplete or ephemeral kavod can indeed be bought with gold and silver. However, real kavod, the kind of kavod that is full, written full, that kind of kavod can only be earned through action, through power of conviction, through dedication and devotion to Hashem and His Torah. Not fake kavod. Fake kavod is acquired with gold and silver, and fake kavod comes and goes as easily as money comes and goes. But real kavod is earned, and it lasts forever. What an amazing idea. Have a wonderful day, everyone.